Trumpet. We also have Julie Patterson will be singing a solo in the program, amongst other singing solos. She teaches at the elementary school. And anyway, we've got some great songs, you know, the familiar songs. Like, we'll start off with, like, What a Day That Will Be, When We All Get to Heaven, By and By, I Fly Away. Songs like Till the Storm Passes By. But then there's a song that really focuses on what it might be like to be in heaven, and that song is called I Bowed to My Knees and Cried Holy. You know, one thing about heaven, you sing the hymns of heaven. Well, any hymn that you sing, virtually the last verse seems to always mention heaven, because this world is not our home. Ultimately, as pilgrims on a journey, we're anticipating being in heaven for eternity. And, you know, when you read and absorb what the Scripture has to say, there's a lot going on in heaven. And people are not just up there sitting around on clouds playing harps. There's much more to it. There's actually work that will be going on in heaven, but everybody will love the work they're doing. There's actually food to eat. There's beautiful scenery. And there's worship and praise. It's going to be a place that is absolutely wonderful. In fact, if you read in the book of John, chapter 14, our Lord's talking to the disciples and he tells them, I go to prepare a place for you. Mm-hmm. And if I go, and he does, I'll come back and receive you unto myself. And the place he's preparing are a place where many rooms, some people, translations say mansions, in heaven, a place to be, to reside and be there in the presence of the Lord Jesus himself. And there's no need for the sun up there, because Jesus Christ is the sun shining, so to speak, forever. There's no darkness in heaven, and so it is absolutely beautiful.
And I have no doubt that all the word pictures that we have are still inadequate. So,
you're so right about that. Yes, we can't begin to describe, because eye has not seen or entered the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for us, those that love him. And it's just going to be beyond imagination. You know, whenever John on the Isle of Patmos is writing, he's talking about streets of gold. I mean, you know, this is something beyond anything we can begin to imagine here in its splendor and beauty.
Now, when you combine all the different songs and the images that each different songwriter has put together, I guess if you add them all together, maybe we're getting close to the picture. I don't know.
Well, that's true. It does create a tapestry as we get little glimpses. And there are a lot of glimpses that are mentioned in Scripture about heaven, forecasting in the Old Testament, and then, of course, in the New Testament, numerous passages, particularly more insight is given through the book of Revelation. But it is really something beyond our imagination, because when you consider God's grace that was brought to us, the unmerited grace, unbounded grace, the spectacular grace, there's just no way really to describe it except amazing. And that's what John Newton has done with his great hymn, his autobiographical hymn, that would be part of the program this coming Sunday evening.
Well, just based on the version of Amazing Grace you used to close out your Christmas program with bagpipes, it's just a stirring time. You kind of get a little bit of a shiver.
Well, without question, there's nothing like it. And oftentimes we find the song Amazing Grace, you know, it resonates with everybody. Perhaps it's the most beloved and most recorded and recognized. I guess if you look at all the hymns and hymnody, that would today rise to the top favorite and most familiar to everyone. But it's also used oftentimes to talk about the Christian life and the pilgrimage. The thing about that hymn, it talks about the initial conversion of one to Christ Jesus, and then it goes about the journey that we go through, the ups and downs of life, but the Lord's grace sees us through. And then that final verse ends up with talking about heaven, saying, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. So it's an anthem for eternity. It will never end, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think that's something, as being finite people, it's a difficult concept.
Well, right, because our life on Earth is so so short, you know. But the choices we make here, and particularly it's so very vital, is that we make that that choice, that decision to follow Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, meaning that there's no way to get to heaven apart from Jesus Christ, is what the Bible teaches. And so that short journey we have here on earth and choices we make will determine ultimately where our eternity will be.
I need to at least take a break. This is an inopportune time to do it, but we'll get it in now. We're going to be talking with Wade Daniel from First Baptist Church and inviting you to their program Sunday night. We'll continue our discussion in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Spending a little bit of time this morning with Wade Daniel, again inviting you to their event with the multi-church choir and orchestra coming up Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. And again, Wade, I'm guessing roughly about 90 minutes or so for the program Sunday night?
I think the program with the narration and all will be probably around 90 minutes, maybe a little less. We also are going to have Blake Lillard, who is a wonderful singer, kind of a country gospel singer. He's going to sing two songs at the beginning, playing guitar and singing. One of the songs he's singing was made popular by, it's called When God Paints. And that's a song that Alan Jackson... Mm-hmm. Alan Jackson has recorded on one of his recordings, and he does a great job with that, and he's going to sing another song that will be very special. And then we're going to be hearing narration from our pastor, James Bisadecki, and so that will be intertwined with all of the various numbers that we're going to be doing with this over 100 voice choir and orchestra.
Getting that many voices and orchestra together for rehearsal logistically can be a problem because you're bringing people from several churches and they all have their individual lives to lead, but they want to come and sing with you.
Yes, and here's how this comes into being. I contacted the various directors and of these music ministries several months ago and asked of their interest in this project. I gave them a copy of the book and the music to listen to, and they all immediately responded favorably that they wanted to be a part of it. Then I set up rehearsals on the Sunday afternoons from 3:30 to 5 on selected Sunday afternoons at the First Baptist Church. And these choirs learned a lot of their music independently mm-hmm. through listening to recordings and having their book on hand. And then we got together, had sectional rehearsals, and then worked on the details of how to affect each of the numbers that we sing with the various nuances and inflections and rest and all the details and the articulation that comes into portraying a beautiful vocal line so that we're all together in the same spot at the same time.
And you get the best chair in the house.
Well, I do. It is a privilege and joy, and I'm humbled to be able to direct such a group like this. And, you know, to see folks of like faith and who have encountered the Lord and to see them sing with such joy and conviction and to see the finished product is just absolutely amazing. And like I say, just a little taste of heaven on earth to have this take place.
Well, you do have a facility that seats a lot of main floor and balcony. So regardless of who's listening, there's room for them.
Exactly. There is room. A while back, we had the Hymn Festival, mm-hmm. and that was well attended. Again, arranged by Bradley Knight, and we had orchestra and 100 voice choir, and we were to capacity. I mean, we had the bottom floor and then the balcony and then some that were even in the foyer. But we're setting up foyers and a TV monitor in the foyer in the event we have an overflow, and we hope we do have overflow. By the way, prior to the presentation, we're going to have the Oklahoma Wesleyan University handbells playing some music in the foyer as folks are coming in.
Okay, well, that's a wonderful sound. I think at least I could sit and listen to a bell choir for a while. Again, it's Sunday evening at 6. I know it's going to be dark by the time people get out, but at least right now, forecast-wise, looks like it's going to be a nice day for it. We're nearly a week away, so things can change, but Sunday we're looking for a high around 60 and sunshine, so it should be a nice evening.
It should be an absolutely beautiful day, and I tell you what, it's going to be good. We'll have the right temperature inside, and we'll be enclosed, and you'll be able to hear and let your mind's eye and your wonder take you to heaven as you reflect on what the Lord has prepared for you that love Him.
Sunday night at 6. I want to spend just about a minute, and that's all we have time left. You do have a third Monday program, right?
Yes, the third Monday.
Which would be today, right? No, last week. Okay.
Third Monday of every month. At First Baptist Church, we have the 55-plus big event. And anyone can come to this 55-plus. You simply can go to the church website, mybfbc.org, and sign up. It's a $5 lunch. And it starts at 11:45, followed by a 12:30 program that will be having inspirational speakers. We have musicians throughout the year. You can go online to see what the program will be. In fact, Charlie Tarbolette is going to be with us in March of 2018. I know that's out there a little way, but coming up in the month of November will be the Ad Libs, and in December we're having those two, okay. Which would be Pam Hughes and Doug Simpson. Mm-hmm. So we've got great programming going on, so hope you'll be there and be part of it.
I hope people turn out Sunday night, 6 o'clock for First Baptist Church. It is their multi-church choir and orchestral extravaganza, One Heavenly Night. News on the way next from the ONN.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Oklahomans were reminded.